the one and only trainer extraordinaire and ESPN boxing analyst Teddy Atlas joins us now. What's going on, Teddy?
Hey, how you doing, TC?
I'm doing good, my man. Carnival seems very, very good to describe Mayweather against McGregor. Last time you were on the show, I believe you termed it a money grab when I asked you what your initial thought about it was. Have you changed your stance on this, or how do you feel as we get closer to the carnival here?
All you really need to know, as far as towards the line of money grab, is that Floyd's been off for 2 years, yet they put the fight together with only about 2 months, maybe a little more, but with the tour and everything, probably not much more. 2 months to get ready. A guy that's 40 years old and been off for 2 years, you don't put a fight together in two months. But the opportunity was there. The money was there. The stars were lined up where this is what they wanted to do at this time. Maybe his IRS situation had something to do with it. I don't know. I don't want to go into his personal business because I don't know, really accurately how much that motivated him to take the fight at the moment he took it. But he took the fight in a quick way. And that tells you money dictates all of the reasons why the fight was put together at this moment. Otherwise, I really believe that at another point in Floyd's career, he would have said, you know what, my legacy is important, and it's still important to him. He's a prideful guy. But he would have said, I've been off 2 years. Nah, I need 5 months. I need 4 months. But he didn't say that. So that kind of falls in line and kind of, for me, backs up what I'm saying about, money is really, really the push for this fight and the true motivator in a lot of ways for this fight for everybody. And having said that, I would say that the only thing that scares me a little bit when I look at this fight now is what I just said. He's 40 years old, Mayweather. He's been away from boxing for 2 years. He took the fight on shorter notice than maybe he normally would have taken it. And we're selling, and not we, but the powers that be, the promoters, are selling a prime Floyd. You're not getting a prime Floyd. I'm sorry. You watched Pacquiao on my air a month ago. Now, he got robbed. That poor guy got robbed. But let me tell you, that wasn't the same Pacquiao. He's deteriorated. Now, Mayweather's 2 years older than Pacquiao, been away out of the business for 2 years. You're going to see a decline. There's nothing else you can see. You're not going to see a point. So that worries me. As a boxing purist, as a person who's put my whole life into this sport, everybody is saying, hey, we're going to see how the UFC guy does with the best boxer in the business. He's not the best boxer in the business right now. Or for what I just told you. Listen, I love Floyd. Floyd's been terrific. But he's not what they're selling. And that's the only thing that concerns me a little bit. McGregor's still a caveman. His boxing skills did not earn him this fight. He didn't get this fight because of his boxing skills. There are many C-level fighters out there that don't have the greatest record in the world that would beat him easily in a boxing ring. But because of the marquee of both guys, because of the sensationalism that's being attached to this, because of the mentality of the public where they're out there, and they want to be entertained, and you can convince them that this is something that's going to, be close to Martians landing on the Earth, that it's going to be something crazy and something that they must see. And the same way as if there's a new Spider-Man movie next month, everyone's going to go see the next Spider-Man movie because they want instant gratification, they want instant excitement, and they think they're going to get that. All of that, the only thing, again, that worries me a little bit, I'm not saying that he's got any chance to win a fight, but it's got a chance now to go rounds that it probably shouldn't have went or wouldn't have went if the fight was made with Floyd 3 years ago. So that's another scenario that bothers me because as a boxing person that cares about the sport, cares about the future of the sport, if this thing goes rounds and it's boring, mm-hmm. which it has a very good chance of being. Not spectacular, not a knockout. Even if it's a two-round knockout, some people will be satisfied. But if it goes rounds and Floyd is being more careful than he normally is, at 40 years of age, he was always careful. But now he's even being more careful. And it allows McGregor even in his primitive stage and skill sets of as a boxer, it allows him to survive. It bothers me that some people will point to it and say, hey, you see what the UFC guy did with your best boxer in the world? And again, it's false advertisement. It's false promotion because he's not the best guy right now.
And I think one of those reasons why they only had 2 or 3 months of promotion for this, because they wanted to get in front of Canelo Triple G. They wouldn't want to follow this type of fight after that. So they said, hey, we got to get in front of this. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with it. And I think that's kind of what I was saying. To your point, that's why you're right when you and when we both said that money, you know, is the true motivator of this fight, you know, the true catalyst of this fight. It's not about putting in the most competitive guys in the ring. It's not about truly who's finding out who's the best in each sport. It's not about that. What we just said is kind of like, you know, Exhibit A in a courtroom if you wanted to prove that really money is the true factor in making this fight.
Teddy, you know what I learned about you today after all these times that we've talked? I learned that you're a sci-fi guy. You're talking about Martians Landing, Spider-Man. You're a sci-fi guy, aren't you?
I do.
Yeah.
No, I do. And there's a lot of sci-fi guys out there that are going to buy this fight because guys, sci-fi stuff sort of, you know, interests people. You know, the imagination. A smart promoter knows that if he can tap into the imagination of the public, he can sell something. That's really what it's about. That's what this fight's about. It's not a fight. It's an event. I'm not going to call it a fight. It's an event. It's about tapping into the imagination of the public where you're going to give them something that is going to satisfy, whether it's a morbid curiosity, whether it's just a desire, you know, to get that adrenaline shot that people want to get, that rush that people want to get. Whatever it is, that's what they're tapping into.
I love the word carnival, except usually when people go to the carnival, they usually leave pretty happy. I'm not sure everyone's going to be leaving happy after this.
No, I'm not sure either.
Yeah. All right, brother. Hey, great talking with you. Thank you very much for the time, as always, my friend.
My pleasure.